Well, hey there. Welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. I get to serve as one of the pastors on the team here at Sugar Hill Church, and we're thrilled you're joining us today. In fact, if you've been around here a while and you've been listening to these daily, you know our goal is just to be encouraging and to encourage you and also provide you an opportunity and a way to share these so that you can encourage others. And so if you feel led to do that, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, email, Pinterest, or whatever network you're on, I would encourage you to share these with other people. And if you're new to this, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week to start our days in an intentional way. And today is a really great opportunity to do that. Years ago, I read a book that said, "Get off your butts." And the butts was the idea, not our hind end, but the idea of the excuses we make that so often in our life, there's something we know we need to do. There's something we know that we ought to do even. We feel compelled to do it, but if we're not careful, we'll always have an excuse. We'll always have a but of why it won't work. Recently, I was in Haggai 1, and this is a chapter, a section of scripture we were in several months ago at our church, but I was rereading this and really thinking through it. And as I thought about it, the nation of Israel, really, they were on their butts. They had excuses of why they couldn't do what God called them to do. In Haggai 1, they had a job, and their job was to rebuild the temple of God. The temple of God had been destroyed, had been burned down, it had been totally just wiped out. And this was a problem because it wasn't just a building, it wasn't just another piece of architecture, it represented the presence of God among the people of God, and for about 50, 60, 70 years, it had been wiped out. And so after the nation of Israel promised, they're like, "God, if you would allow us, we'll rebuild it." Even though they prayed that and they promised that, they got started on the project. And after a little bit of opposition, after a little bit of pushback, they quit. And so for 14 years, this project that they were called to do just sat there undone because they had their butts. And so today, as we go through today's weekday podcast, I want you to think about, is there some unfinished thing that God's asked you to do? Is there something that hasn't been done yet? Is there something that you know that you're meant to do, but you haven't followed through yet? Let me tell you about the three buts of the nation of Israel. But number one is, but it's too hard. They looked at the project in front of them and they thought, there's no way we could do it. But number two is, but we don't know what to do. It seemed overwhelming. They didn't know all the steps that it would take to get there. And so they use that as an opportunity to say, we don't know what to do. And then but number three is, but it probably won't work out. There were naysayers. There were people that felt like their job was to bring everybody back down to reality and say, you know what, even if we knew how to do it, and even if it wasn't hard, it's probably not going to be a good thing anyway. So what does God do with those buts? Does God just ignore them? Does God just say, well, do your own thing? No, here's what God does. In Haggai chapter 1, verse 7, I love how practical this is. It says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." So he leans into them through Haggai and says, think about what you're doing. And then here's what he says. "Go up to the hills, bring down the wood, and build my house." Do you see how practical that is? But it's too hard. Yes, but go up into the mountain. But we don't know what to do. Here's what you do. Cut down the trees, but it's not going to work out. I don't care if you don't think it's going to work out. Build my house. He says those three things to them. He says, go up into the mountains, cut down the tree, and build my house. I love how practical. It's almost like God says, here's the three things you do. Now, to be honest with you, a lot of times the reason why we're on our butts and the reason why we have our excuses is because we feel paralyzed. We're like, I don't know what to do. It's going to be hard. It may not work out. And I wonder if today God doesn't want to just simplify it for you and I as well. I wonder if God doesn't just want to say, look, instead of looking for the 10 things you got to do, instead of mapping out the 20 things you got to do, why don't you start with the next three things you should do? Let me give you some practical examples. A lot of times I'll talk to people that say, man, I just want to get healthy. Well, step number one is to get 8 hours of sleep. Step number two is to start watching what you eat. And then step number three is to exercise regularly. You see how simple that? I know that's oversimplifying it in some ways, but it takes something complex like our health and it makes it more doable. or in other areas, a lot of times people say, well, I want to get out of debt. We want to get out of debt. Well, step number one is to talk to somebody that knows how to handle their finances. Here at our church, we offer Financial Peace University every semester. That's a great thing to jump into. So number one, financial peace. Step number two, start spending less than you make. Step number three, take the excess that you have left over and pay down debt. Let me use a spiritual example. I want to grow up spiritually. Well, step number one, pray every single day. Step number two, read your Bible every single day. And then step number three, get connected to a group of like-minded believers that will help you grow. It's 1, 2, 3. Now, I don't want to oversimplify, but what I do want to say is when there's that unfinished thing in our life, maybe today is the day, instead of saying, I don't know what to do, to say, all right, God, I'm going to do the next thing. For them, they just needed to do the next thing. They needed to cut down the trees. They needed to start building. And as they took those 1, 2, and 3, those first steps, God began to show them the rest of the way. Today, I'm going to be praying for you that God will show you what's the next thing that you can do. And as you take those steps of obedience, I trust that God's going to bless you and show you the rest of the way. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.